Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program today as we say goodbye to depression. Surefire tips to create more joy and vitality and less stress and depression. Sounds good. With us on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Now, whether it's holiday time, summertime, or any time of the year, for many people, depression can set in and overwhelming stress can take over. So what we eat is significant. Joining me on the program today, as mentioned, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We'll discuss what lifestyle choices and foods contribute to depression. Also, what foods, herbs, spices, and simple daily practices will help alleviate depression. She will share her wealth of information on the foods and lifestyle to fight depression. Her tips also to help with weight loss, immunity, and skin and heart care. For Dr. Susan, well, quite busy writing over 27 books. Her newest books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Living on the Lighter Side, Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age, The Joy Factor, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover. Information available at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. And back to talk about saying goodbye to depression, Dr. Susan with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. It's great to be with you, and we're going to lift everybody out of the blues and get them in the pink again.
Well, this is such an interesting topic and one that we all face from time to time, maybe many people on a daily basis. Let's talk, first of all, about the link, and is there one between depression, stress, and anxiety? Can you lump all those together?
Yeah, in fact, that they are all lumped together, because when life's seemingly endless stressors feel like they're all wearing you down, what happens is depression and anxiety are right behind it. They kind of ride tandem together. And from some recent research, good research at the University of Michigan, they found that 90% of the episodes of depression are attributable to stressful life events. And you and I have talked about the hormone, the stress hormone called cortisol.
Yes.
But that's one of the contributing factors, because individuals suffering from depression will always exhibit higher than normal levels of cortisol, along with lower than normal levels of those brain chemicals that signal pleasure in the brain, like dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. So if you have prolonged depression and stress, you know, it even affects things like our cognitive functions, like our memory. So stress and depression absolutely go hand in hand.
In one of the new books I mentioned, Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age, and by the way, information on all the books available at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Go to thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. This is one of the e-books there. It's jammed with information. It's very well done. A lot of colorful pictures in it. Healthy, happy, radiant at any age. In that, you've got about some tips in there to alleviate depression. Give us in general some of those, and then we'll go back and talk in specific terms.
Yes. And it is hard to limit it to a few, but I'm going to quickly give you five. You know, remember, like I said, that when you have stress, it causes more cortisol to flow in your body, and it suppresses your immune system. It takes away energy. And here are five tips that will help with the depression. One is sleep. You've got to strive to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep nightly. You know how much happier you feel in the morning after a good night's sleep.
You know, what's interesting is every time we talk about a health problem, one of the solutions, one of the remedies, one of the way to circumvent this is sleep. This really is crucial to our overall health, isn't it?
Yeah, so important. I mean, I'll go so far to say you cannot have vibrant, radiant health unless you get good sleep, you know, all the time. And now I'm not talking about an occasional night of sleeplessness. Maybe you go on a vacation and you're in a new hotel room and people are busy and active and loud in the room next to you, whatever. That's all right. But I'm talking about, you know, what happens is one of the goals of sleep is to bring that cortisol level down. Remember, the higher it is, the more depressed you'll be. And it happens at most when you sleep at night. And if you don't get the good 7 to 8 hours, you're going to wake up more tired than when you went to bed. And then your body's not going to function optimally. Now, same with the foods you eat. foods, as we'll find out in a moment, there are foods that absolutely cause depression. There are foods that will alleviate it. But you want your diet to be colorful, natural foods, as close to the way nature made them as possible. You absolutely want to keep your body hydrated with good, purified water, because even a little bit of dehydration suppresses immunity, saps your energy, ages you quickly, and causes depression. Now, two more things. Exercise, a regular exercise program, especially aerobic exercise, does more than help you lose weight. It will brighten your mood and boost your self-esteem because of the chemicals it releases when you work out, like enkephalin and those endorphins. They're natural mood lifters. And then meditation combined with deep breathing. When you can take a few minutes out during the day and breathe in long, slow, deep breaths, like I know you and Otto are doing now, long, slow, deep breaths in and out. It promotes calmness, relaxation, even compassion. And if that weren't enough, it helps to slow down the aging process. And know this, that 1 out of 10 Americans are on antidepressants. Last year, 253 million prescriptions were written for antidepressants. And they all have side effects, and there's so much you can do naturally to help your issues with depression.
And it's interesting, when you talk to people who are taking antidepressants, it's very, very difficult to get off. And you do this in a slow process, so there aren't a lot of problems. We're talking about saying goodbye to depression. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, website susansmithjones.com. It's interesting when you talk about exercise, and you've mentioned this before, but it's a lot nicer when you can do it outdoors, isn't it? You're out in nature, and it's not like you're in a room and the door's closed and you're counting every step you take. When you're outdoors, it's just a whole different atmosphere.
So much nicer outdoors, really. And it goes way beyond that you have something beautiful to look at, especially if you can be out in nature. And like you know, I love to hike, and I'm right by the beach in Santa Monica, and or else maybe there's a local park near where you live, or maybe even work out in your backyard if you have some garden back there. But when you're in a natural environment, you're going to breathe in those healthy negative ions. It's part of the air. Air is made up of positive and negative ions. But paradoxically, the positive ions put you in a foul mood, and negative ions, like you find out in nature, in the mountains, by the ocean, you know, by flowers, by plants, by water, they lift your spirit. That's why it's always good to bring a little, like a little waterfall, a little fountain in your home. Bring plants from outdoors, natural plants indoors, not plastic and silk plants like some people do.
Exactly.
But real plants, because they give off good oxygen and they give off more of those negative ions that make you feel good. Have you heard of the Santa Ana winds here?
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah, well, they say, you know, they say, but it's also been studied, that when we have a full moon combined with Santa Ana winds, which stir up more of those positive ions, the ones that put you in a foul, dark, depressed mood, you know, more incidents take place that require cops to be involved, you know, more burglaries and robberies and more incidents of whatever. When those two things, the full moon and especially the Santa Ana winds are showing themselves at the same time.
It's a difficult, yeah, when you have that those two factors working together. I'm thinking, and see if my memory is reasonably close to being accurate, on deep breathing, don't you recommend maybe at the top of the hour or at certain intervals during the day just to take a few minutes and do deep breathing?
Yes, you really do listen to what we talk about, don't you?
Hmm?
I always say that every hour on the hour, except when you're sleeping, take 1 to 3 minutes.
That's what I thought it was hourly. Yeah,
to do long, slow, deep breaths, because that will help calm you and relax you, help you feel more peaceful. You know, and as we'll get into in more detail in a moment and next time, remember that body, mind, and spirit work as one. You know, a healthy diet equals a healthy mind, healthy well-being. And the body, mind, and spirit work as one. So when you exercise, it puts you in a more positive mood, of course, because of all those happy hormones that are released. When you get enough sleep, you're more optimistic. And when you're depressed, isn't this interesting? Your food choices often reflect your poorly lit thoughts. You know, when you're in a bad mood, you probably see you eat more sugars and sweets and refined carbs and trans fats.
Exactly, yes.
Probably artificial sweeteners. And it's important to break that cycle when you are in a more depressed mood and make yourself eat healthier foods, lots of produce, raw food, colorful food, fruits and vegetables. You know, even last year, a study at the University of Northwestern Ohio, and they looked at aspartame, because some people think they're doing real well if they give up sugar, but they instead replace it with aspartame and artificial sweeteners. And they had to actually stop a study of artificial sweeteners because some of the participants develop suicidal thoughts.
Wow. Yeah, we think if we get away from the sugar and we use the sugar substitutes, we're fine. But I've seen so many studies that saying, no, that really isn't a whole lot better for you. In some cases, obviously, if you're contemplating suicide, it's worse for you than drinking all the sugar.
That's right. And as my grandmother always taught me as a teenager, eat real food, not fake food. Food with color. And I don't mean like candy color.
Exactly, yes.
Candy. But foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. And whatever you can do, Rick, you know, not you, but everyone listening, if you're carrying extra weight, there's such a connection between extra weight and depression. Mentally, first of all, it's difficult for lots of people when you walk around and you feel the extra weight on your body. It's even harder to work out. But physically, the extra weight puts lots of stress on your body because it has to work harder to help you
right.
live throughout the day, and that causes an increase in what's that one of those stress hormones called? Do you remember?
No.
Cortisol.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it increases the cortisol. And I know I'm going to get a scolding from you after the show telling me don't put you on the spot.
I was thinking of endorphins.
It increases the cortisol.
I'm hung up on endorphins. That's why I couldn't get to that. So that I'm thinking of the pleasure ones. So, yes.
Yeah. But that extra cortisol causes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat, even if it's healthy food. And you know, we talked about this briefly last time, but in my current newsletter, if you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and on the right, if you haven't signed up yet, it takes 10 seconds. You give me your email address, and once a month, you get a motivating, uplifting, holistic health newsletter from me that the general public never sees. And I just recently, a couple months ago, completed a small clinical study with 30 people, both male and female, ranging in ages from 14 to 86, and I wanted to see how my recipe, which is delicious, for vanilla chia seed pudding, would help them lose weight, because I saw it on me and my friends and family, so then I thought I'll do a little study. And at the end of 10 days, and I asked everyone to have this pudding two times a day, you know, so you don't have to twist your arm to eat a delicious pudding.
Right.
And at the end of 10 days, everyone lost between 3 and 10 pounds and had other benefits like better bowel movements, more energy, reduction in carb cravings. And it takes about 90 seconds to make, and everyone loves the taste of it. So if you go to my current newsletter that, again, the general public never sees these, they're just for people that sign up, you'll be able to get the recipe.
And you can go to SusanSmithJones.com, log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly there. Susan's books and websites, like having a holistic health app for anything related to superfoods, optimal nutrition, weight loss, anti-aging, rejuvenation, natural remedies, balanced living, SusanSmithJones.com. A couple minutes left in the program. Why what you say is so important is it's all relatable. You're talking about exercise, but we don't have to go buy a $5,000 contraption, possibly life-threatening contraption with some of these to do that. You can walk out in nature. And when we're talking about taking a deep breath and the benefits of that, it's something you can do. It doesn't cost you anything. You just have to remember every hour or so to take a few minutes and do that. Just a couple minutes left in the program. While we're talking about deep breathing, when there are other, let's talk about some other healing practices very briefly, like a massage. I think you mentioned meditation, music. Are those all good in helping to reduce stress?
Yes. You know, whatever will help lower the hormone level, cortisol, in your body, because that's what wreaks havoc on every cell in your body and causes depression. That's one of the things. So massage has been shown to reduce cortisol levels, blood pressure, and overall anxiety. And it also increases serotonin, that feel-good hormone, and also helps to boost the immune system. Yoga, when practiced regularly, leads to reductions in cortisol levels, blood pressure, feelings of anger and exhaustion. You know, in one study, Rick, those who practice yoga reported better skills with coping with all kinds of stress, and it elevated their mood, and it increased life and job satisfaction more than just simply reading a book. Visualization is great when you see your life the way you want it to be. Listening to your favorite music will absolutely help. And having a good support of family and friends. Lack of support, studies show, lack of social support increases depression.
You know, and we're out of time, but you also mentioned quiet time, and that's interesting. I'm so old, I can remember quiet time. We don't really have much of that anymore, do we? There's always something trying to get our attention.
Isn't that the truth these days with the smartphones and the iPads and the computers? And just to take a few minutes out during the day, 5 to 10, maybe 15 minutes, it's great to bookend your day with quiet meditation and deep breathing. And it's not just that it makes you feel better. You think, I feel a little bit more calm. But physiologically, it lowers your cortisol level. It reduces anxiety and stress. And it makes you have a more positive attitude about life. You know, and always remember that instead of focusing on negative appearances and any lack in your life, always concentrate on the positive. Visualize your goals as already come true and always give thanks. You want to fan that pilot light of your inner faith every day.
And as you close the day with relaxation, you get a better night's sleep, and it's all connected here, isn't it? We're right back where we started. We've got part two that we'll do next month on saying goodbye to depression. Surefire tips to create more joy and vitality and less stress and depression. Our guest has been Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Website, susansmithjones.com. Information there on the books that we talked about, 27 books that she has there, and a whole lot of great information. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us, and we will do it again next month. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I look forward to it.
It'll be fun once again. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest, will be back next month to talk about part two, saying goodbye to depression. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Stay tuned. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.